Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Welcome to all of you who are new to the Pray Every Day show. Simple format, I read scripture. Right now we're working our way through the book of Acts, and then I pray according to that scripture. And hopefully that helps you in your own prayer life as you learn how kind of the art or the joy of praying through scripture. Today we're in Acts 25, verses 13 through 22 in the New International Reader's Version, also known as the NIRV. This is what it says. A few days later, King Agrippa and Bernice arrived in Caesarea. They came to pay a visit to Festus. They were spending many days there, so Festus talked with the king about Paul's case. He said, "There's a man here that Felix left as a prisoner. When I went to Jerusalem, the Jewish chief priests and the elders brought charges against the man. They wanted him to be found guilty. I told them that this is not the way Romans do things. We don't judge people before they have faced those bringing charges against them. They must have a chance to argue against the charges for themselves. When the Jewish leaders came back with me, I didn't waste any time. I called the court together the next day. I ordered the man to be brought in. Those bringing charges against him got up to speak, but they didn't charge him with any of the crimes I had expected. Instead, they argued with him about their own beliefs. They didn't agree about a man named Jesus. They said Jesus was dead, but Paul claimed Jesus was alive. I had no idea how to look into such matters, so I asked Paul if he'd be willing to go to Jerusalem. There, he could be tried on these charges. But Paul made an appeal to have the emperor decide his case. So I ordered him to be held until I could send him to Caesar. Then Agrippa said to Festus, "I would like to hear this man myself." Festus replied, "Tomorrow you will hear him. Mind if I pray for you?" Lord Jesus, thank you for this scene. And this is definitely a dramatic scene. And it's a scene between two important leaders talking about the fate of another important leader. But what I love about this story is that they truly didn't know what they had in their hands. They did not know who Paul was. They did not know who Jesus was. And it just goes to show that Christianity so far had not yet spread to the whole known world. And that, interestingly enough, Paul's appeal to Caesar would then bring Christianity more toward Rome and throughout the whole area of Europe and parts of Asia, and it's going to spark all these amazing things. And so, Lord, in light of that, that was a little commentary on the side, but in light of that, Paul's circumstances were difficult and he was in prison. And yet you used that to do amazing things, to spread your word and your gospel around the world. And so, Lord, I pray for all of us who feel like we're in a prison, or that our circumstances make zero sense at all, or they're unjust and we can't see why in the world this would happen to us. Help us to think about the story of Paul before Agrippa and Festus, to realize that sometimes things look like a disaster are actually part of your providence. And Lord, I know that I grow best when through adversity, and I wish that weren't true. I wish I grew best when everything was awesome, but I tend to get lackadaisical when everything's awesome. And so help us to have those kind of discerning eyes to know that whatever circumstance we find ourselves in today, you are using those circumstances to hone us, to sanctify us, to make us more holy, to bring us closer to you, to bring about a greater testimony, to expand the gospel beyond our current circumstances. Lord, we want to find joy in your presence right now. We want to find joy in the circumstances that we face. Instead of trying to wrestle our way out of it, Lord, help us to nestle in to what you have for us and to wait for you to do the work and to bring about the salvation that you so beautifully bring. Lord, but for those who are weary today, and I'm one of them, I pray that you would strengthen all of us in this weariness. Sometimes there's some of us out there that feel like we can't take another step. Like our foot will literally not pick up off the ground to take that next step. We need the power of your Holy Spirit married to our weakness so that we can continue to persevere among the trials that we have. So Lord, give us that eternal perspective to see that our trials are part of perhaps expanding the kingdom of God, but also give us the perseverance in the trials to take the next step, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. This podcast today is brought to you by a book written by my friends. And so I'm so excited to share this with you. So Michelle Niedert and Lynn Cowell wrote a book called Loved and Cherished, 100 Devotionals or Devotions for Girls. And this is all about the book. So if you've got some young girls or you know some that might need some encouragement, here's some information for you. Am I loved? Am I valuable? Am I smart? The questions can go on for as long as a girl's imagination and self-image allow. A girl needs to know that she is enough because of God's love. So often girls and women give in to the lies that how they look and how popular they are determines their worth. But as children of God, we can have the confidence that we are loved, protected, secure, whole, and valuable because God is our Heavenly Father. Loved and Cherished, this devotion equips girls from ages 8 to 12 to do the following things. So it helps them to discover perfect, unconditional love in God and that she doesn't have to perform or be perfect to receive that love. To know that she has God's protection despite living in an often scary world. She will learn how to let go of heartaches, fears, and failures because she has the love she needs to face it. She can build a strong foundation of faith on the love who will never leave her so she can face the challenges of growing up. Now, this book has a beautifully decorated cover. It's really, really stunning. It has a ribbon marker, which I've never had, so I'm super excited about that, and lovely page illustrations. This book of devotions will make the perfect gift for any girl in your life who deserves to know she is cherished, treasured, valuable, and worthy. So, Loved and Cherished is available wherever books are sold, and thank you so much for your sponsorship, Michelle and Lynn. You've given a gift to the body, and I'm so grateful.